This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hello, and welcome to Bells in the Battery, episode 286. I'm your genial host, John Bell, and I have with me Arnie Kunchpard.
Hi, everybody!
Who has warned me that he has a new invention to try out.
Indeed, I do. I didn't do that. That wasn't my fault.
No one's blaming you, Arnie. That's just a thunderstorm.
Well, it's not one of mine.
You can create thunderstorms?
Well, yes, Mr. Bell, I can create thunderstorms. Very nice ones, as a matter of fact.
Well, why haven't you demonstrated that invention?
Because of one inky-winky little problem.
And that is?
I can start thunderstorms, but I can't seem to end them.
Arnie, is this another one of your thunderstorms?
No, this isn't mine.
Brad, you know about Arnie's ability to start thunderstorms?
You bet I do. He started one over my house, and it's still raining there.
When did he start it?
Well, let's see. What's today? Yes, he started it in, 2016.
And it's been raining constantly there?
You should see my basement.
Oh, you mean because...
Because nobody can see my basement because it's filled with water.
You have an indoor pool. You are welcome.
Are you?
All right, guys, before the storm inside becomes worse than the storm outside... Arnie, what's your new invention?
It's my genealogy investigator. You later.
It doesn't involve weather, does it?
No, it tracks your genealogy.
My what?
Your genealogy.
How's that again?
Your family tree.
Huh, it can't track my family tree.
Why's that?
It got washed away by the storm.
You shouldn't leave your trees outside in the bad weather.
Can I smack you, Mr. Bell, just once? Come on.
Can't you guys get along?
We'll never be able to get along, Mr. Bell.
Why is that, Brad?
Because Arnie is not like me.
And I thank the fates for that every day.
Okay, Arnie, give us a demonstration of this,
genealogy investigator
thing you've got here.
Okay, let's say that I'm going to track Mr. Bell's family tree. First, I have to get a little sample of his DNA.
You don't have to spell it out, Arnie. We're all adults here.
I'm talking about his DNA.
Well, how do you pronounce that? Dinner? And if it's for Mr. Bell, it would be Dinner Bell.
And how are you going to get some DNA from me, Arnie?
I simply swab your cheek.
Oh, I wouldn't put up with that, Mr. Bell. If I were you, I'd keep my pants up.
I'm talking about the cheek inside the mouth where you put your swab in your mouth, you swab your cheek.
Oh, like the cheek of Araby.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Little on the show does.
Try smacking, Mr. Bell, just one time. Come on.
Arnie, go ahead. Swab my cheek.
Okay. I swab your cheek thusly. Then I place it inside the genealogy investigator. You later.
Whoa, I think that one hit the building.
This is the lamest invention ever.
Uh-oh, I think the lightning might...
There's only one way to make this a better world.
Arnie, should it be smoking like that?
I wish everybody in the world were just like me.
Oh, yeah, right. And I wish I could fly in the back of a giant purple polka dotted duck.
And I wish you two could just get along for one episode.
Uh-oh, the lightning caused your feedback. I think this is gonna...
Oh, what happened? Where am I?
Try not to move, fella. You could be seriously hurt.
Where is this place? What's going on?
Take it easy. What's your name, fella?
I'm Brad Montworth, attorney at law.
Yes, I know that last part.
Huh? And who are you?
I'm Brad Mintworth, attorney at law.
You're joking.
No, I'm Brad. And if you just hold still, we can get a bundle for what happened to you.
Hey, what's going on over there?
I saw him first. Go away.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Brad Mintworth, attorney at law.
I'm starting to think maybe my big, beautiful Brad brain is bonkers.
That's the spirit. Here, put on this neck brace.
I called an ambulance, so I got claim to him.
I put my neck brace on him. He's mine.
What is going on? It's almost as if everybody is me.
Hi there. I'm the paramedic. My name is Brad Mintworth.
Attorney at law!
Hands off, his lawsuit is mine!
Back away, dibs! Judge on speed dial!
Wait a minute! The last thing I remember is saying, I wish everybody in the world was like me. And that was right before Arnie's genealogical leader thingy went kablooey! Apparently, there was more genie than logic in his genealogical thingy. Okay, tough crowd.
He's insane.
We're going to make a fortune on this one.
Shove him into the ambulance.
Oh, no, you don't. No,
no one's making money off of me except for me.
Besides, I want to see more of this perfect world.
You ain't going nowhere, Brad.
Except with me.
No, me.
He's mine.
Wait a minute. Look over there, Brad. Brad? An ambulance. And I bet that Brad is hurt bad.
Let's go, Brad!
Wait for me! I'll chase that ambulance in my ambulance.
What is going on? I wonder if I could contact Mr. Bell and Arnie. But how? Let me think. Oh, I'm getting a headache. If this is a parallel universe, I could send them a parallelogram. But wait, maybe this is a computer simulation, what they call a metaverse. And I never metaverse I didn't like. Say, look at the listings on this building. Law offices of Mooseworth, Mingworth, and Mulchworth. The law offices of Monkworth, Mouseworth, and Mongoworth. It's true, everybody here is a form of me. But if I stay, that means I'll have lots of competition for my law practice, especially since everybody here is as brilliant and talented as I am. But wait! I'm the original Brad. I am the one true Brad.
No, you're not.
We are all Brads.
And all Brads are created equal.
You guys aren't really Brads. You listen to me. There is one Brad.
Gonna tell you, Ryan. Just look at this chiseled chin. These teeth of white. This Armani suit that I have on. It's imported straight from Taiwan.
Come on. It's me. All right.
Sorry, pal.
You're just another Brad.
Among millions.
I'm giving you the chance to admit there's just one Brad, and I am it.
Everyone else, all of you, in this situation, you're all just a cheap imitation. Well, I have reached my limit. I know you all are fakes. There can only be one real Brad, and I've got what it takes.
You know I'm Brad. I'm Brad. Come
really
on.
Not Brad.
You know I'm Brad. I'm Brad. You know
really
it.
Really not Brad.
No, you know I'm Brad. I'm Brad. Come on. You know.
No.
And this whole world of Bradish guys has got to disappear right now. I'm Brad.
But wait a minute. If everybody here looks the same, then I am just as handsome as everybody else. That kind of levels the playing field for finding a girlfriend. Oh, this could be my big chance. Say, buddy, where can I find some ladies around here?
Ladies?
You know, a woman.
There are no women here, just us Brads.
No! That does it. I am leaving. If I can't find a mate, for I really need a woman to tell me I am great because this Brad is sad. You know it. And this Brad will be glad when I blow it back home. I gotta get home to the world I seek, or I'm unique. I'm Brad!
This trial is now in session. The Brads versus Brad Montworth. The charge, attempted individuality. Is the prosecution ready?
Yes, we are.
Is the defense ready?
Oh, heck no.
It is now time to choose a judge. Will you pull the name out of the hat, please?
Today's judge is Brad Moonworth.
Oh, I'm the judge today. In your face, you losers. All right, Brad Moonworth, how do you plead?
Your Honor, fellow lawyers, I plead like this. Oh, please don't throw me in jail, please. Oh.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
Wait a minute. We haven't even had a trial. I haven't had a chance to present evidence.
Mr. Monworth, you are the evidence.
He's guilty as sin, Your Honor. Do all the lawyers present concur?
Heck yes.
Wait just a minute. I know my rights. I'm going to file a habeas corpus Christi. I have an affidavit and Goliath. I claim injunction malfunction.
I hereby sentence you to jumping up out of that chair, leaping through that window, and running as fast as you can until we catch up with you and beat you up.
Okay, that's tough, but fair.
They're gaining on me! They're gaining on me! I don't have a chance! Wait a minute! What's that? It's a giant duck! It's purple polka dotted!
It's me, Brad! It's Arnie Cunchbard!
You're a giant purple polka dotted duck?
No, I'm riding this giant purple polka dotted duck! That was my wish right before my invention with Kablooey!
Then come down and grab me! I'm saved!
Yeah, I suppose I could do that.
All right, here's the $5 I owe you from last week.
Excellent! Okay, duck, die!
Well, I must say, Arnie, that was a fine mess you got me into.
Hey, you're the one that wished that everybody was like you.
Well, it was your malfunctioning invention that screwed it all up.
Screwed it up? It was exactly like you wished.
My wish was misinterpreted.
I say you got what you deserved.
Guys.
Well, no help from you.
I'm the one that rescued you.
With a huge purple polka-dotted duck.
Guys.
I've never been so embarrassed.
Oh, you spend your life embarrassed.
Why, you, I ought to...
Guys, because of Arnie's malfunctioning invention...
What do you mean, malfunction?
It did malfunction. No fault of your own.
All right, then.
Your fault.
No, wait, God.
You both got the wishes that you made.
Yeah.
As you may recall, I also made a wish.
You did?
What was your wish?
Yeah, what was your wish?
You'll find out next episode.
Next episode?
I don't want to wait that long.
Or you could go back and listen to the beginning of this episode again.
No. I think I'll wait.
That'd be best, yeah.
In that case, you've been listening to Bells of the Battery, episode 286, copyright 2022.
Does this wish involve us?
Yeah, are we impacted?
By John Bell Creative LLC. Thank you for listening. This is John Bell. I would like to dedicate this episode to the memory of Michael, who passed away last year after a prolonged illness. His mother is a dear friend of mine, and Michael was the light of her life. He had a reputation in his neighborhood as the guy to go to if you needed any kind of help. Always smiling, always upbeat, despite his condition. If you have a few dollars to spare, please contribute to the Sickle Cell Disease Foundation at scdfc.org. Thank you.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.